My name is Terminology, representing Murder Mass and all that, East Coast, you know? Doing my damn thing. Double XL, so improved.
Right. Can we get into your past? Like, at what age did you start rapping and writing songs?
Like around 9, I started freestyling. And then, you know, like around the age of like 14, well, you know, even 12, 13, 14, I started writing. And around like 15, I started taking it serious, trying to record. And then more like around the age of 18, I hit the real studio, you know, and started getting professional with it.
Right.
And then ever since then, you know, just kept going, haven't stopped since then.
And your flow is like crazy. Everybody been talking about when did you develop that kind of flow?
I don't know. It took a long time. You know, I just kind of, I always kind of loved that type of flow since I was a kid. And I always wanted my flow to be like that. Just like a whole lot of words rhyming fast, you know, with tongue twisters and all that. But I say around like 2002, 2003 is when I really had that flow like down packed, like I mastered the flow, you know?
Yeah, so who was your biggest influences growing up?
Mostly Dr. Dre, you know, Wu-Tang Clan, a lot of Nas, listen to a lot of Nas a lot, Jay-Z, Snoop Dogg, DJ Premier, you know?
Yeah, cool. That's a lot of West Coast people that you have. It's unlike for East Coast MC.
I fuck with West Coast too, man. I mean, especially Dre, he's the next level with it, you know?
Yeah. And why did you pick the name Terminology?
I don't know, man. I truthfully can't tell you. I just, back when, you know, when I chose the name Terminology, it was 97. That was a time when Cannabis was just coming out. Big Pun was just coming out.
Right.
So it was like Wu-Tang was still very heavy. All the rap was real lyrical and wordy. And like, you know, so I wanted to be like, you know, in that zone, in that lane. I wanted people to remember me for having the illest words. So, you know, the study of words is Terminology.
Yeah, and I read that your partner Rock and you started back in the days and you used to write lyrics for him.
Nah, I never wrote lyrics for him.
Nah? Yeah, okay.
We wrote songs together.
Oh,
you know,
yeah?
But I never wrote songs for Ed Rock, though.
Okay, so...
I wrote songs for other people, but not for
who him. Have you written for?
You know, I kind of want to keep that one a secret.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Can you tell them about the group, the Sank the Squad?
The ST the Squad, yeah, that's my group. And that's you know, me, my man Sin, my man Snug, Ed Rock, Stallion, Ghetto, Clip, the seven of us. And, you know, we're all, it's like a big salad, you know, like a big melting pot. We're all different races, Puerto Rican, Dominican, white, black, we're everything in there. So it's crazy the way we come together. It's like like 2K6. But like more like culturally diverse, you know?
Yeah. What part of New York are you from?
No, I'm not from New York.
You're not?
I'm from Mass.
Massachusetts.
I live in Brooklyn half the week and I live in Massachusetts the other half the week.
Okay, who do you look up to in Massachusetts? Who do you think are doing it big right now?
Who's doing it big in Massachusetts?
Yeah, what's your favorite rapper?
My favorite rapper from Massachusetts. Well, I say my favorite rapper of all time from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it would have to be Guru, you know, from Gangstar. Because, you know, he was originally from Boston. And, you know, I listen to his albums the most out of any music that came from Boston. But I got a lot of respect for the old school cats, you know, like Almighty RSO, Ed OG, Crumb Snatcher, and Big Shook, you know. I looked up to them a lot, you know, as a young kid coming up.
Speaking of Gangstar, how did you hook up with DJ Premier?
DJ Premier, well, I just kept seeing him around. You know, I seen him a lot around. And I was with my man Crumb Snatcher one day. He brought me over to the Bronx to meet up with Primo. You know, and I ended up getting in the video for Sing Sing No Games. And then, like, a year later, Static Selector had brought me to headquarters, which is Primo's studio. And, you know, I got to deal with Prim. I just kept seeing him for the few years and asking him for a beat over and over and over, and then eventually, you know, he called me up, like, he even started calling me on the phone, like, yo, would you like this beat? I'm like, do I like this beat?
Damn.
You know what I mean? We're fucking DJ Premier, so grabbed the beat, and know?
That's
it. D&D, well, it's headquarters now. Well, used to be D&D and banged it out.
And it came out tight, man. So what's it like being in the studio with one of the best producers ever?
It's crazy, man. He really pushes you. You know, it's like, you don't even really gotta say nothing. It's just, if you're there, you know. You know, you already know, like, what you gotta live up to being in there.
Yeah.
So, it's crazy, man.
Okay.
It's a wild experience.
How do you go about making a song? Like, do you always write to the beat, or sometimes you get an idea and then build the beat to the lyrics?
Yeah, it's all different shit. I usually write to the beat. You know, like, I usually always write to the beat. If I hear a beat, I'll try to do the hook first, and then after that, you know, the verses come easy for me, because, like, I like to look at myself as a rapper's rapper, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Lyrics come easy to me, like, shit that niggas be bugged out over be just some shit that I was like, whatever, just playing around with some words and just made it into some whole other shit. But the hooks are really the hard part. That's why I got a lot of respect for 50 Cent, because all, like, every song he ever does, the hooks are crazy.
Yeah,
you know, and Outkast too, they're like hook masters. Like, that shit is a lot harder than just actually spitting. That's why you got a lot of niggas like Cannabis and like a lot of other MCs that they come out, but they're only looked at as really battle MCs. They're not really looked at as, you know, like the total package.
Yeah.
Usually not hook masters, they just rappers, you know?
Yeah, and I think it's hard for a battle MC to become commercial, but what do you think takes to make it like a MC viable? Like, so the people hear him on the mainstream and stuff?
I don't know, man. I mean, it all depends on what lane you want to go and where you're trying to go with your shit, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
If you're a battle MC and shit for the street and for the underground, and you're content with that, and that's your crowd, and that's your fan base, and that's where you want to go, you want to stick to that, you know? You don't want to come out of that and totally, like, switch up your shit if that's not really the way you feel.
Yeah.
Unless you just want some sellout shit, you know, which is cool too, guys, be a sellout, you know, because there's a lot of those. It's easy to do. But you can come out on some hardcore shit, like how I came out with Primo, and still go do some R&B shit, because it's all good as long as that's what's really in your heart, you know, you make it sound right.
Yeah, kind of like Pac when he did songs for everybody.
Exactly, Pac, Nas, you know,
yeah.
People like that. They inspire me. Like, a lot of people be like, "Oh, Term, you know, you be rapping about, you know, you on the streets and this, that, and the third, and carrying guns, and you do this, that, and the third, and then on other tracks, you know, you be rapping about you want to save the world, and save the kids, and this, that, and the third." I'm like, yo, it's like the same. It's the same way that Nas and Pac are. It's the same way a lot of people are. You get up in the morning, if you're having a good day, that's the reflection. That's how you're gonna act. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're having a bad day, that's how you're gonna act.
Yeah.
So it's people have to understand that, you know, like, a person is not one dimensional. You have good days, then you write about good shit. You have bad days, you write about bad shit. You know what I mean?
And can you tell us about the previous projects that some people are not familiar with, like Hood Politics and stuff?
Yeah, I got the Hood Politics series. It's like a mixtape. They're like mixtape albums. They're like half original beats and half like freestyles. Basically, like, on my own joints. And I put my ST squad on them. And along the way, as you know, I got more famous, I did like collaborations with artists, try to put those on there and just try to get them out there to the streets. And I got the fourth one coming, the fourth installment coming. Got a song I'm working on right now with AZ. I did a song with Trace the God. He's a Ghostface artist. I got a song with DJ Premier, Watch Out Go Down on there. I got another joint with this jazz legend. His name is Mighty Sam McLean. He got like 20 CDs out there. He was like 65 years old. It's crazy. I ended up linking up with him and sitting down and building. And we ended up coming up with some heat, yo. So that's going to be some more other shit
that
I'm even ready for.
Is all those going on the mixtape, or are you putting saving some for the album, maybe?
Yeah, I'm working on everything at the same time. You know,
okay.
All that shit I just said is for my next mixtape, the Hood Politics 4. Because the way I do them is like albums. I press them up with big cases,
yeah.
And I get them out there. And I push them like albums, but they're not official albums, you know?
Yeah.
They're not like, so a lot of times they're not really scanned.
Yeah. And you got a crazy buzz over here in Europe right now after the song with Premier, and people are wondering where they can buy your mixtapes.
Yeah, you can get the mixtapes on undergroundhiphop.com. or, you know, you can go to mixsenior.com and just put in search for Terminology, and anything that I'm on will come up, any mixtape I'm on will come up. I'm on all kinds of mixtapes, Static Selector with Nas, Static Selector, G-Unit, Clinton Sparks with P. Diddy, Clinton Sparks, Nick Boogie with Mobb Deep. I'm on all kinds of shit, all kinds of mixtapes. So if you're a fan and you're looking for the 12 inches, or you're looking for the album I got, Out the Gate with DC, you can get it, man, right, undergroundhiphop.com, or you can go to Mixing It if you're looking for the mixtapes that I'm on.
Okay, and what did the feature on you and The Source in October do for your career? Did it help it?
Yeah, definitely. It did a lot for me. It helped me out a lot, because just being in such a major publication like that, and, you know, getting the unsigned hype, it's like, you know, the column that Biggie was in before he blew up, it was like, you know, it showcased Biggie, it showcased Common, Mobb Deep, DMX, Eminem, Saigon, you know, a lot of artists that made it big and made it to the mainstream and were able to come out and have a voice. And so before they were that, they were unsigned hype. So for me to be put in that category with, you know, those legends and those MCs, it's a great thing for me. You know, it makes me feel wonderful.
Yeah, man. And when can people expect the album coming out, the official album?
I don't know, I'm just taking my time with it, you know. I just talked to Alchemist last week. I seen him at this show, and he said he was willing to get on it. He's going to toss me a couple beats, and I'm supposed to get back in the lab with Primo pretty soon, do a couple more with him, and Knots from Virginia. I got a joint with him, and I also hollering at Pete Rock. I talked to him a couple weeks back, and he said he's going to Germany or something like that. I was supposed to holler at him when he gets back so we can get up. So I'm trying to keep it, like, mainly just like P-Rock, Nas, Alchemist, and Primo. You know, keep the real, like, old school, like, Nas, Illmatic type of, like, feel to it. You know what I'm saying? But only, like, 10 or 11 joints. So I'm going to take my time with it, go real slow with it. So I'll say probably, like, January or next year. But in the meantime, I'm going to keep hitting them with the Her Politics album. You know, and that's going to have the Primo joint on it and a bunch of other shit. That way, you know, you don't got to be just sitting around straight waiting.
Yeah, when is that coming out, the number 4?
The Hood Politics 4 should be out in mid-September.
Okay. You know,
I will be overseas, so y'all can buy it out there.
Okay, man. Do you plan on going on tour overseas?
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to. It's just, you know, it's all about getting booked. So whoever books me, I'm there.
Okay, man. Is there any place where people can get at you for shows and stuff?
Yeah, you can holler at me on MySpace. It's a MySpace/TheRealTerminology.com. You can go on that, or, you know, you can holler at my manager, Dan Green. It's DanGreen@ClockworkMusic.com. So,
okay.
Letting them know.
Yeah, and you know, your latest song with Primo, you mentioned that you are the holy resurrection of pun. And can you care to explain a little bit more about that?
Yeah, just pun, you know, pun was like a very, very large inspiration to me, and just coming into this game, being Latino, it's hard enough, you know, that you're outcasted, because it's like, it's, you know, the game was mostly black MCs, African-American, you know, however you want to look at it,
yeah.
You know, and so just to be either white or to be Spanish or to be anything else, you stick out like a sore thumb, and, you know, as far as I see it, there's a lot of nice MCs coming up, you know, that are Latin too, but they never really get that shine like that, you know, like,
yeah.
It's a lot harder, so I figured, just to let them know, you know, I see myself as the holy resurrection of pun, you know what I'm saying, and if I'm not that, then you name one rapper this lyrical, I'm slash Latin, political, past rapping with visuals, past Malcolm and Finagle, past platinum, so I'm saying, not only am I just a nice Spanish rapper, there's a lot of Spanish rappers that are nice, but I see myself as being the next, I'm not saying the next big pun, because he's iller than anybody, you know, he's literally iller
talk.
Than anybody ever to me in my book, but I'm saying there ain't nobody else doing it that's like in a political way, and also that's this lyrical, and that's also Spanish, and also I feel we'll go platinum one day, you know, that's just the way I feel about it. I feel like I got that lean on lock right now.
Yeah, and I like how you speak on politics, because most people are scared to talk about it, because it's not like what the mainstream is having these days, and do you think you can bring that back to the mainstream?
Hell yeah, definitely. I mean, Public Enemy did it, you know, and they were both platinum with it. So it's like, you can do it. It's just all about the way that you do it. You know, like I said, Pun did it, and it worked. But, you know, we really haven't seen it since. The only one that really has been doing it has been Kanye. Yeah. I gotta give Kanye a lot of respect for the way that he did it, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like, and you know what it is a lot of time? It's not only that they're scared to talk about it, it's the lack of knowledge. You know,
that's true.
Most rappers come from the ghetto. That's
yeah.
obvious. You know that. Most rappers come from the ghetto. They got the realest stories, been through the realest shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're official. They don't seem like posers in any way. So what happens is in the ghetto, usually people have more poor education. They don't go to college, and they usually don't pay attention in school, or they drop out. So it's like they don't even have the real knowledge of what's going on in politics. So for me, just like, you know what I'm saying, paying attention to politics a lot and reading and watching TV and just knowing about it, it gives me the upper hand as a teacher and an artist, so I can come out here and say, yo, look, this is what's going on right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. And what do you think about some other rappers that are, like, talking about politics, like Paris? Have you heard of him?
What's his name?
Paris. Gorilla Funk.
I'm not sure. I think the only Paris I know is from EPMD.
Okay. But you should definitely check him out, because he's from Oakland. And he's real
okay.
political. He got a gang of albums out, and he's real underground, and he speaks on Bush and all that.
That's dope. I got to check him out.
Yeah.
I like Dead Prez a lot. You know,
Dead
Prez
too.
Technique, all those guys. So they get it in ill with that shit too.
Yeah. And you know, Paris has signed Public Enemy to his record label. He's a producer and shit too. He's
like I think I might have heard of him.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. So, you know, what's your views on the war on terrorism? Do you think any government are involved in scaring us and it's blown out of proportion?
I don't know, man. I'm not for it, you know? That's all I got to say about it. I don't really want to speak on it too much,
yeah.
You know, because I've seen, I already seen the effects of how it goes down, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I ain't even standing for myself out there like that, but I'll tell you one thing. I don't agree with George Bush, and I don't agree with this war. That's all I got to say.
Okay. And, you know, one of your fans asked me to ask you, what's up with DC?
Yeah, he's a monster, and that's my man. We got the album out the gate. We finished it in 2004. It took us all the way till January 2006 to get a deal for it. You know, but it came out, and it didn't sound dated. Everybody loved it.
Yeah.
Sold a lot of copies. Got a lot of new fans off of it. And it feels great to have an album in stores. DC's a monster. Look out for him. He's producing the joint I got with AZ. He just produced the Anthem remix that I got. My man Ed Rock and Dre Robinson and Big Shook from GameStar. And DC, man, he's gonna be around forever, man. That kid's hot.
Right, man. Any, do you have any last words? That's about it for the questions.
Nah, man, just make sure you look out for terminology. Go to the MySpace, therealterminology.com. You know, go to undergroundhiphop.com, buy the CDs. Go, you know, go to Mixing and cop the mixtapes. Just support me, man. Shit, I can't wait to go overseas and blow it down, man, so y'all can get to see how we do it out here, Murder Mansion.